Have you lost that vinyl feeling? Well, never fear, Fish Fry is here to help. Hi there. Welcome to Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by eejournal.com. I'm Amelia Dalton, and this week, lossless consumer audio is the name of the game. Oh yes, for all my audiophiles, music lovers, and DJs in the crowd, this one's for you. Okay, so before we get started, let's step back in time a little bit and join me on a little trip down memory lane. It's 2002, CES. A couple of my EE Journal cohorts and I stumble upon the special audio section of the Sands Ballroom. The end of the day is drawing near, but this tiny room was packed. The guest of honor was a $300,000 record player, with a couple equally, holy moly, that's expensive, speakers lining the walls. Our presenter brings out records that he purchased, proudly, I might add, at a thrift store the day before. I'm not sure I can adequately describe the bliss that followed. Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley, St. James Infirmary by Louis Armstrong, and the best, for me at least, being a longtime Floyd fan, Us and Them by Pink Floyd. Now, I heard parts of that song I had never heard before, because my ears were too used to the CD loss all over the place version. No, I did not go buy a record player that cost more than my house, but it did get me thinking, how much music are we missing? Well, my friends, those days of lossful music may be over for good. Cirrus Logic recently introduced a digital-to-analog converter, or DAC, with headphone amplifier that aims to make music and audio as close to the original recorded source as possible. So let me bring in Carl Alberti, Vice President at Cirrus Logic, to talk about how we can all get that vinyl feeling back in our lives. Check it out. Hi, Carl. Thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So first off, tell me a little bit about Cirrus Logic. What are you guys all about?
So Cirrus Logic is the world's leading manufacturer of integrated circuits for audio and voice-related applications and technology. So we are based in Austin, Texas, about 1,400 employees around the globe, and we are really an entire pure-play audio and voice technology company, about $1.5 billion in revenue in calendar 2016. And we're all about music and audio and delivering experiences to consumers that enable just really compelling technologies for those types of applications.
So there has been a trend toward hi-fi audio lately. What are the technical challenges that you guys have seen when delivering high-fidelity audio to the mobile consumer?
So certainly the foundation of Cirrus Logic is rooted in delivering professional-grade audio technologies dating back 30 years as we kind of started the company delivering high-performance data conversion chips and technologies for professional audio gear and musical instruments. And that led over time into a focus on kind of bigger emerging spaces in the consumer world of applications, and most notably over the last 10 years has been all about mobile. So our roots are in delivering professional audio-grade data conversion that gets used in recording studios to capture, you know, live music as it gets produced for consumer consumption. And so as we've seen this emergence of high-fidelity audio, I mean, one of the biggest challenges in terms of delivering that to consumers, especially in mobile devices, is just the inherent quality challenges associated with music that is stored on a mobile device. So over the last few years, we've seen a demand for just higher quality audio. You know, the compressed audio that's used in MP3 players and, you know, for sure streaming audio on a wireless connection. Those compression techniques are intended to be able to limit the size of the file such that you can store a lot more music on your device. And that compression process inherently removes information from that original recorded track. And so that's, of course, challenging for us as an audio company in terms of what technology we can provide to not have the hardware be the limiting factor. So certainly over the last handful of years, that limiting factor has been just the inherent quality of that compressed audio, be it, you know, a track you download from a music service, but more recently with the emergence of streaming audio, that becomes an even bigger challenge. So with that demand, there has been a huge growth in what's considered high-resolution audio, or audio that's encoded at a rate that can be effectively considered lossless. So there's not as much information being eliminated to reduce file size, you know, given the exponential growth in memory footprints in mobile devices for storing a lot of content. that availability of high-resolution audio content through streaming providers and online music services has kind of shifted that challenge to the actual device manufacturers, particularly the hardware design. And, you know, that is obviously where we come to shine and building on that 30-year legacy of delivering professional audio-grade components to the industry. We've taken a renewed interest in basically translating that same technology found in recording gear and in studios into a mobile device. So with that, there are a host of challenges, as you maybe could guess, designing a $1 million mixing console that doesn't have the constraints that a mobile device has in terms of space for the design and power consumption is just a massively different hurdle to get over. And so we've evolved our architectures to be much more centered around delivering world-class noise performance and world-class kind of fidelity from an audio perspective, but being constrained by a battery. And so that brings with a host of challenges that has for sure been a head-scratcher for our engineering community over the last handful of years as we've developed this technology. You know, in a mobile device, the constraints on size and the number of different radios and interferers in a given system that are there, not to mention just the compressed cost of a mobile device, just create a very challenging atmosphere for delivering a high-fidelity audio performance to a consumer.
So you guys just launched a new digital-to-analog converter, or DAC, with headphone amplifier that aims to make music and audio as close to the original recorded source as possible. So, Carl, how the heck are you going to do that?
So that's a great question and a challenge that we put to our engineering community. As the focus has shifted on, you know, the device itself not being the limiting factor in performance, for us, we view the role of that digital to analog converter, the role is to be as transparent as possible. There are so many mechanisms for interjecting noise and interference, especially in these complicated mobile devices, that delivering that transparent signal as it was intended, as it was recorded, is just technically really, really hard. And you factor on top of that the constraints of a battery. And so that was a great challenge for our engineering community to deliver performance that exceeds what we ship into these $1 million mixing consoles and recording gear, but do it with a fraction of the power, you know, and a fraction of the size, and to be able to deal with all these interferers. So we've integrated really advanced mixed signal technology into our devices, not just on the actual digital to analog piece of that, which we've innovated quite a bit in terms of just architecture to deliver that 130 dB plus level of signal to noise ratio performance, but to be able to do that on a very limited voltage supply that's being generated from a battery. So in conjunction with that, a lot of technology associated with eliminating jitter, which is basically unwanted noise that can be injected on the clock and signals for a given D-Day converter type circuit, which degrades performance and can inject basically abnormalities and other artifacts that get put onto the signal, which ultimately interferes with that original recording and alters the actual experience for the consumer such that the sonic quality is just, you know, leaves a bit to be desired. So we've got a lot of neat patented kind of circuit techniques around jitter reduction and our digital filter design. There are just inherent qualities in a DAC and the digital filter techniques that can, again, introduce something that was not part of the original recording. So our master hi-fi digital filters that are kind of customizable and programmable to the needs of a given system designer are really intended to be a pure, transparent audio path for that stored digital content to be rendered into an analog signal that a consumer can ultimately enjoy.
So music seems like a central part of your culture at Cirrus Logic. Tell me why it's important and what kind of ways you make it part of life at Cirrus.
Well, certainly as a pure play audio company that provides technologies to a variety of different audio and music related applications, and of course being headquartered in Austin, Texas, the live music capital of the world, music is a huge part of our culture. So not only is it about, you know, passionate engineers who get to work on products and technologies that ultimately get deployed into musical instruments and audio gear and things related to that creation and enjoyment of musical content, but we live in a music rich environment around our headquarters and as you may get, yes, there's a ton of musicians that reside themselves under our roof here at Cirrus Logic. So as part of the culture, you know, we're a big sponsor of the local music scene from events like the Austin City Limits Music Festival and TV show, as well as South by Southwest, which is coming up here in just a couple weeks. So there's a lot of, you know, local activities that we participate in, and there's tons of musicians and company bands that have formed, whether it be for pure fun outside of the work environment, but also to participate in corporate battle of the bands and other kind of community services service-oriented thing. So yeah, music is certainly a big part of our culture. We have concerts once a month featuring local Austin musicians and our own little version of South by Southwest we call South by Cirrus Logic, where we support, again, you know, kind of new and emerging artists on our stage here at Cirrus Logic in our headquarters. So it's definitely, you know, the culture here is all about work hard and play hard and striking that balance between having a job you're passionate about and people you're passionate about working with, and having outlets for getting a little bit of time to kind of balance out the stresses of working in a high-paced, competitive environment.
Excellent. That was super cool. Thank you so much for joining me today, Carl.
My pleasure. It was great talking to you.
Don't we all need a little spectroscopy in our lives? Of course we do! How long do I have until that apple on the counter turns to mush? Or on the flip side, how many days has said apple been in your child's backpack when he said he was totally gonna eat it, I swear, Mom, before school? Well, worry not, my fish frying fans. Spectroscopy will soon be close at hand. I mean, literally, this thing can fit in the palm of my hand. No lies. Okay, sorry, got a bit off track there. A few months back, I was invited to visit the Texas Instruments main campus in Dallas, Texas. And while I was there, I got a special, invited press only, you see, tour of their DLP technology, which lies at the heart of their new handheld, pocket-size spectroscope. Want to know the best part? You can customize it yourself. So cool. And during this trip to TI, we did happen to record a chalk talk about this very thing. You can check out all the super cool details of this new pocket-sized spectroscope by watching our newest episode of Chalk Talk entitled Spectroscopy with Texas Instruments DLP Technology. And how would you go about doing that? Easy peasy. You can head on over to YouTube, keyword, EE Journal. You can click the link below the player on this week's fish frying page on eejournal.com, or you can check out the on-demand section on eejournal.com as well. This stuff is super cool. Go there now. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, sure, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, keyword EE Journal. It is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, which does include our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series. And by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com. Or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of March 10th, 2017, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.